The accident occurred as the vehicle driven by 19-year-old Natalie Holt was traveling southbound at about milepost 36. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Todd Royce tells KPCW that Holt's mother, 56-year-old Audrey Matthews, was a passenger in the vehicle.
About 10:37, we got a call of a vehicle. A silver BMW SUV was traveling south on an I-15 in that area, and the driver lost control of the vehicle, went to the left, and through the median and cable barrier that's there dividing north and southbound lane. And they continued across the northbound lanes of travel and rolled off the roadway down a steep embankment. The vehicle came to rest on its roof, and the front passenger of the vehicle, and we believe that she was wearing a seatbelt, and she sustained moderate injuries and was transported to Dixie Regional Medical Center. And the driver was ejected from the BMW during the crash, and she was pronounced dead on the scene. And it's believed that the driver of the vehicle, this 19-year-old female from Park City, was not wearing a seatbelt. We believe that.
He added that the accident is under investigation, but they think a couple of things may have happened.
One, the possibility of a deer being in the roadway and the driver avoiding the deer. And second, we're looking at possibly some speed issues here.
Was the road wet?
No.
That's Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Todd Royce. According to Holt's Facebook page, she graduated from Skyline High School in 2012. She and her mother were currently living in St. George. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.